Fasten your seatbelts. We're going around again.
Did you pay your ticket?
Well, then get on and let's go. It's Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and this is kind of like an amusement ride, isn't it? I try to make it like that.
Just as much fun, you know, going up and down like a roller coaster.
We have a lot of comedy for you. Yeah, that's right. We always do, because, well, that's the name of the game here. And to help us do that, we've got the Zucchini Brothers from their CD in Your Garden. We have a storyteller, wonderful storyteller called Odds Bodkin. Well, Harry's going to be in, of course. Let's see. I think we're going to throw on an old hit. Have the CD of all these old wacky hits from the 30s. We'll find one for you. Oh, how about Three Little Fishies? Yeah, maybe Kay Kaiser or Chicory Chick, Sammy Kay. Why don't we start off with Greg Brown, Four Wet Pigs.
Here's a little song about four wet pigs. Just a little song about four wet pigs. Two are little, two are big. They're all dancing at the Mud Time Jig. To that little lass in the corner. To that big weather, bigger than a barn, bigger than a barn. Taller than a tree. Truck 'em on down to the factory. Cut 'em into bacon, slice 'em into ham, chop 'em into hot dogs, squeeze 'em into spam. Throw the little eyes out in the rain. Throw the little eyes out in the rain. Throw the beady little piggy eyes out into the rain. Pickle their feet and pickle their brains. Here's a little song about two wet pigs standing at the slop trough smoking their cigs, wishing to God they'd never get big. Dancing out their hearts at the Mud Time Jig, wishing to God they'd never get big. Dancing out the hearts at the Mud Time Jig, wishing to God they'd never get big. Dancing out the hearts at the Dance Little Porkers.
Yeah, Greg Brown. Is that nicely done? Nicely done. Yeah, I like his songs a lot. A little gruesome, but I like him anyway. Okay, well, this is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney, and we're... Oh, hi! Hey, man, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Steve! Look what I got! Ow!
Hey, watch your step, man. Come over here. Tell me what you have.
Oh, I'm dizzy, Steve! Oh, where are you?
I'm right over here.
Right. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Not towards the wall. I'm over here. Over here.
Yeah. Of course you are. Oh, whoa, man. Whoa. I got to hold on here.
Now, what do you have?
A good luck charm.
Uh-huh.
It's a rabbit's foot.
Let me see it.
Okay, there it is. I just dropped it. Where did it go, man?
It's right under the table, right there.
Right. Okay, I got it.
Now you have dirt all over your new pants.
That's okay, Steve. I'll be all right, definitely, because I now have a rabbit's foot. Here, take it. Feel how lucky it feels.
I'm not sure if a rabbit's foot is good luck.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, if it was, every rabbit in the world would lead a wonderful, lucky life.
Well, maybe they do.
Not this one. Somewhere there's a rabbit hopping around on only three legs. I don't call that lucky.
Well, lucky for me. And as soon as my arm gets better from that fall I just took, I expect to get rich.
Speaking of rich, can you lend me a fiver?
Of course, Dave. Of course. I feel lucky today. I'll lend you five. I'll lend you ten. Here's my wallet. I lost it. I put it right here this morning, and now it's gone.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have to cancel my credit cards, get a new driver's license, social security card. This is going to take days.
Too bad.
But I'm not concerned, because I have my rabbit's foot. Here, give that back to me.
Okay, here, catch.
Ow! Oh, my eye! Ow! Ah!
Sorry.
Oh, you almost poked my eye out with that thing.
Well, it does have a sharp side to it, doesn't it?
Now, where did it go? Where did it go?
It's under the table.
All right, I'll get it. Ow! Oh, my head! All right, I'll fish the foot out with a stick, Steve.
All right, just watch where you're going with that thing. Watch where you're going with... Oh, man, you just broke the lamp.
Sorry, I can't seem to get it. Wait, oh, there it is. There it is, okay. You want to get it for me?
Sure. Okay, there we go. There it is, your lucky rabbit's foot.
I am one lucky dude, Steve. I'm going to have to leave the show early today, though.
Why?
Well, I lost my homework coming over here. I have to redo it.
How did that happen?
Well, when I was crossing the street, a car hit me. My loose leaf went up in the air and fell down a sewer.
Hope it wasn't serious.
Oh, it hurt, but I made of wood.
You didn't try to retrieve your homework?
Well, I did, but when I was looking down the sewer, a bicycle came by and crashed into me.
Is it important homework?
Well, my teacher told me I had one last chance to do well, or I'm going to go to summer school.
Well, good luck, and can we hear a recording now?
Sure. What?
Where's the record I asked you to bring in? The collector's item of Kay Kaiser doing Three Little Fishies.
Oh, right. I got it right here.
Well, at least that's okay. This record cost me $50. Hey, the record. In the bag. It broke in two.
Must have been where the car hit me.
This isn't lucky at all.
Sure it is. Now you have two records.
Oh, man. Look, we're going to play this instead. When we come back, I want to talk to you about this good luck charm. This is the Zucchini Brothers. This is a CD, In Your Garden. Well, it's the 10th segment on the CD, Magic Middle Message. They're talking about, well, they're just goofing around. They're goofy guys. It's fun.
Oh, the dog is barking.
Just take the dog out of the kennel.
No. We want him on there. We want him.
We want him to bark.
We want him barking.
It's good.
In the
Hey, we might have just had a tank with that last thing.
No, we didn't.
Well, that was good, man.
Yeah, I think some of that
with that noise and everything, that was really cool.
Well, whatever you want to do, you're doing it now, no, right, just, as we speak.
Okay, fine. So, just keep rolling it, but...
Yeah.
It's, okay. It's still rolling, right, Pete?
Yeah. Well, I got something else rolling. Let's see if we can find something for you.
Ow!
You've reached the middle of the album.
Well, then.
Oh, too many sound effects here.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't have that on our album.
Recording.
Pete, we don't want something that's going to scare the kids, man.
That thing is evil.
Come on, Pete, give us some non-evil sounds. Like the first thing, like tweet, tweet, tweet.
The non-evil sound?
No, it's just... Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
What is this, alien birds or something?
This is the Swamp of the Living Dead.
Wow.
Here we go. I got some animals for you guys.
Ah.
Various animals. When you hear one that you like... Let me know.
Okay, because this is the middle of the album.
Wow, that is a scary sounding dog.
Yep.
That's pretty scary.
Do you have a nice sounding dog? One that something a little bit more nice. Amiable?
I'm looking for a cow.
All this is
here we go.
Middle of the album.
Here's the cow.
Oh, that's good.
There's a moo in the studio.
Cow
in the middle of the album.
Okay, here comes the ducks and then the hoot owl. Right. And then a crow and some birds.
Hi, you've reached the middle of this.
And we're in the middle of the, what is this?
We need some sound effects for the middle. Hey, producer,
middle.
Peter.
This is good middle sound.
Producer, Peter.
The middle of the duck pond.
Okay, now we have to tell you,
right,
if you're on a cassette, what do you got to do? Knock on the door and tell us.
Okay.
No, yeah. Right over here,
oh,
that's the door.
This is...
The pole is the pole for the if you have a tape, you got to flip it. But if you don't, you have a CD and you don't. That's a little zany. Hey, what do you got? What else? How about
some seagulls? What do you think?
Give us some seagulls.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Maybe some seagulls. Like you're on the beach and you talk about the album while you're laying on the beach.
Okay, right. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
So get him
off. Oh, no. Don't feed him potato chips.
Just to remind everybody, we are...
It was a tropical beach.
We want nice things. Give me a nice sound. Yeah. Enough of this water. I'm getting cold.
I'm starting to...
How about a football game?
Take us to a football game.
How about a football game?
Sure, football game.
Who's playing? No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, here comes the football game, guys.
Oh, hey.
Okay, now here we're at a football game. The Zucchini Brothers are at a football
game. Welcome to the middle of the CD, album, cassette. This is great.
What are you going to do?
Excuse me, guys. You have tickets for this thing here? I'm noticing you've been wandering around.
What? You don't need a ticket for this cassette or CD that we're listening to.
What's this? Is this a car without a muffler?
It's on a motorcycle. Wow, a motorcycle. Wow. Boom, boom.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hey, wait, don't leave.
Hey, you gotta flip your tape. Don't leave.
Flip.
Yeah, no, flip, turn it over. Hurry.
You don't have to flip the CD.
Yeehaw! It's another week.
Yeah, woo! It's Tuesday, and I love.
No, I know it's Friday.
I think it's Wednesday.
Oh, really? Well, maybe this will straighten things out.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I go to school Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. Good times I had with the friends I have made here. So much to do, so much to learn and see. Then the weekend comes, a time to relax and have fun. Both Saturday and Sunday, let's sing it. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Hey guys, I'm having a lot of fun here, but how many days are in a week?
Oh, I think there are two.
No, there's five. I think you add the two and five.
And you have...
The 7 days in a week, we now know this. And you can always count on that.
Where's the band?
So much I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm living. So many people I have yet to meet. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A little quicker now. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 7 days in a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
a whole bunch of the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, that's In Your Garden is the name of that CD. They come out of Albany. Goofy guys, right? That was the magic middle message, right in the middle of the CD. Okay, it is Knock on Wood, and I'm Steve Charney. Harry has a rabbit's foot.
I know. Now I'm lucky!
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. I don't think this is a good luck charm.
Rabbit's feet are always good luck.
Look, maybe it's not a rabbit's foot. Maybe it's a squirrel's foot.
No. It's rabbit. It's white!
I think it's a bad luck charm.
Really?
Look at the evidence, Harry. Since the beginning of the show, you've crashed into walls, you've lost your homework, you got into a car accident, you lost your wallet, you banged your head, you may have to go to summer school, you've broken my record, you've gotten dirty, you had a bike crash into you. I don't think that's good luck.
You know, you may be right. Maybe I should get rid of this thing.
Good idea.
But where?
Out the window.
Right, Steve, out the window. I'll just open up the window here, and I'm throwing it out. Bon voyage, Charlie! Well, that's the end of that. I don't know what I was thinking.
This is what happens when you're superstitious. Good luck charms don't work.
Yeah, but as a bad luck charm, it was doing pretty good.
Well, that's a good point. Oh, somebody's here. Come in!
Yeah, I'm sorry to bother you. I was walking down the street a minute ago, and, well, I saw this fly out your window. I thought you might need it.
Oh, great! It's the fort!
I'll put it right here. I knew you'd be happy I brought it back to you.
Yeah, right. I'm ecstatic.
So, why are you still here?
Don't I get a reward?
What do you mean a reward? I was throwing it away!
You mean I went to all that effort to bring this rabbit's foot back to you, and I don't get, like, $10 or something?
Get out of here!
Hey, I don't like your attitude!
Get away from me! Hey, put me down! Put me down!
Oh! I'll put you down! That's the last time I ever do anything nice for someone! Goodbye and good riddance!
I gotta get rid of this thing!
Just throw it in the garbage, man. Throw it in the garbage.
Will do. There. Done. Finished. No more rabbit's foot.
Good. Now can we get back to the show?
Sure, we can get back to the show, Steve. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Are you using this studio?
Well, I'm right in the middle of a show here.
I came to clean and vacuum, but... Well, I can come back later.
Thank you.
I'll just grab the recycling bin and the trash here. Hey, look at what's in here. It's a rabbit's foot. I'm sure you didn't mean to throw that out. That would be unlucky. I'll put that here on the table, right there. I'll be back in an hour. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Steve, I'm cursed. I have to get rid of that good luck charm.
Well, nothing really bad has happened to you in the last minute. Maybe there's hope. Except for your face.
What? What about my face?
Well, it's breaking out in some sort of hives.
I gotta get rid of it, man. I gotta get rid of it. I know. I'll blow it up. Hand me that dynamite you've been saving for an occasion like this.
Har, I've been saving that dynamite for something really juicy.
This is an emergency. It'll be juicy. It'll be juicy.
Well, I suppose.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'll just put the rabbit's foot on the dynamite. You got a match, Steve?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. Stand back. This'll teach that foot a thing or two. All right, any second now, Steve.
Maybe we should shorten this fuse there.
Oh, Steve, it's going, it's going. There it goes. Blow it a little bit. Catch fire. Okay, and...
Nothing.
It's just my luck, you see? Things aren't bad luck for me. The studio's a shambles! The newsroom window broke, the CDs, the tape's all blown sky high! Yeah, it was worth it, Steve! As long as that rabbit's foot is... Oh, man!
Not even a dent.
That is one tough rabbit's foot!
Well, it must have come from one tough rabbit.
What am I gonna do? Ow!
Hey, Harry, let's work on a tongue twister.
Okay, Steve, which one?
I wonder if the kids know Peter Piper.
Yeah, they may know it, Steve, but I don't know it.
It goes, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
We better do that slow.
Say Peter Piper.
Peanut butter.
No, Peter Piper.
Pitter patter.
Peter Piper.
Party pooper.
Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Picked a peck.
Picked a peck.
Of pickled peppers.
Of pickle poppers.
Pickle peppers.
Pickle peepers?
Pickle peppers, that's how it goes.
Purple pimples up your nose.
Just say pickle peppers.
Pickle peppers.
Good. If Peter Piper.
If potty pooper.
Peter Piper.
If pippy poopy.
Now, cut that out. Come on, you know it's Peter Piper.
Peter Piper.
Good. Picked a peck.
Picked a peck.
Of pickled peppers.
Of pickled pampers.
Pickled peppers.
Pickled peppers.
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
How many pockets did Peter Piper pick?
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
How many peppers did Peter Piper pick?
Now say the whole thing at once.
Okay. Peanut butter pecked a pick of pickle poopers. Peter Piper pecked a pick of pickle peepers. How many pumpernickels did Peter Piper pick?
Never mind.
It was the darkest hour of night, just before dawn. A fox and his friend the cat sat beneath a great tree. As always, the fox was bragging about how many ways he knew to escape the dogs of the hunters. Well, I know 100 ways to escape the dogs of the hunters. Why, if I want to, I can run out across the high meadows and hide beneath the rocks. There's a pile of rocks there, right underneath that. I know 100 ways to escape the dogs of the hunters. His friend the cat looked at him.
Well, I only know one way, but it always works.
Oh. Feels so very badly for you. If I want to, I can run down along the dry creek bed and hide beneath the roots of the old tree. I know that one, too. I have 100 ways to escape the dogs of the hunters.
Well, I only know one way, but it does always work.
Oh, what a shame for you. If I want to, I can run down long into the forest and hide beneath a hole in the ground. I have 100 ways to escape the dogs of the hunters. When suddenly...
Oh!
Through the mist of early morning, the sound of the dogs of the hunters could be heard.
Oh!
The fox looked at the cat. The cat looked at the fox. Quick like a flash, up the cat went, right up the side of the tree, out to the edge of a limb. That was the cat's one way to escape the dogs of the hunters. She looked down at the fox.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I should decide, shouldn't I? I mean, perhaps I should run to the high meadow and find the pile of rocks. You know, I always thought of that. I just never really tried it.
But it doesn't matter. Just run. Just run. Oh!
Yes, I will. Perhaps I should run down along the dry creek bed, yes, and hide beneath the roots of the old tree. But I never really did that either. I just thought it might work.
That doesn't matter. Just run. Just run, called the cat.
Well, yes, I will. Oh, I know you will. I'm coming.
Just run. Just run.
Yes, yes. Perhaps. I know. I'll run along. I'll run into the forest to find the hole in the ground. I saw it there once.
Just run. Just run.
When suddenly... Around the tree ran the dogs of the hunters. They promptly ate the fox. So, the moral of that story is simple. It's better to have one idea that you've tried and that you really know works than 100 ideas floating around in your head that you've never tried at all.
That's a story called, obviously, The Fox and the Cat. That's an Aesop's fable. I didn't realize that. The Teacup Fairy, very old tales for very young children, ages 3 and up. Odds Botkin, master talesman. Very nice. I love those voices. Of course, you know that because I love doing voices. Nice music, too. Yeah, he's out of Bradford, New Hampshire. That's on Rivertree Records, if you're interested. Yeah. Okay, storytellers usually tell... Their stories, the story's a little too long for this show, very often. For instance, he's got one on the other side that's 24 minutes. Clearly, I can't run that, but he had two short ones on there, which I played. It's nice. If he has more, I'll play those, too. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. If you tuned in late, let me tell you what's going on here. Harry has his rabbit's foot. Hasn't brought him much luck, though. Can't seem to get rid of it. No matter what he does, it comes back to him.
I'm cursed, I tell you. Cursed!
Well, who would curse you?
That rabbit! That crazy wabbit! Somewhere there's a rabbit hopping around on three legs. And man, is he bummed out! He's the one doing this to me, I know it! I thought his foot would bring me good luck. But it's nothing but sorrow! He's getting even with me for taking his foot!
Well, if someone took your foot, wouldn't you be mad?
Sure, I'd be hopping mad!
I think what you need to do is go out and find that rabbit and return his foot to him. It's the right thing to do, Har.
I believe you're right. Give me that foot!
You better bring along a surgeon so we can reattach it once you find it.
Wouldn't it be easier if I just put a classified ad in the paper? Looking for your foot? Call 1-800-323.
Well, can rabbits read?
Well, if they can put a curse on someone, they can read!
I think you should try all avenues. Put in a classified, send up a balloon with an ad on it.
You're right. I'm going right now.
I took the liberty of packing a knapsack for you with a lunch and an extra sweater.
Thanks, Steve. I'll be off then. See you later. Hey, wait, look what I just found over by the door, Steve. My wallet.
Hey, that's great. Now you don't have to cancel your credit cards.
And look what's in it. $500. Now where did that come from?
I don't know. By the way, your hives have cleared up. I've been meaning to tell you about that.
My hives? Oh, good. My bees will be very happy to hear it. Well, I'll be off. Bye, Steve.
Oh, well. Talk to you later. Oh, who's this?
Yes, are you Harry from Knock on Wood?
I am.
I work in the sewer, and, well, I found this homework of yours. It looked important, so I brought it over.
Hey, that was sweet of you. Thanks. You want a reward?
Of course not. I did it to be kind. Goodbye.
Will you look at that, Harry? You got your homework back.
This is great, Steve. Now I don't have to go to summer school.
It is.
Well, I'll see you. Oh, who's this?
Yes, hello. Is this Knock on Wood?
It is.
I was cleaning out my attic, and when I found this old comedy record, I thought you might like it.
Holy cow, Steve, look! That's the record I broke on my way over here. You had another copy. Thanks, lady.
Well, don't mention it. It's the least I could do for all the hours of pleasure you give me listening to Knock on Wood. Bye-bye.
Looks like your luck is changing, huh?
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, maybe it has to do with your motivation. When you decide to go out of your way to do nice things for people, or in this case, a rabbit, it's bound to come back to you. What goes around comes around.
I never realized.
Well, you better be off to return that rabbit's foot to its rightful owner.
Now, Steve, I don't think I'm going to have any trouble finding that rabbit.
Why do you say that?
Today's my lucky day. Knock on Wood is produced at the Knock on Wood Studios in Woodstock, New York. The show is written and produced by Steve Chorney. SteveChorney.com has lots of videos of Steve and myself, as well as jokes, an email address, sales page, info about our live stage shows, and lots more. And if you visit WGXC.org, click on Archives, and type in Knock on Wood, you can listen to previous Knock on Wood programs.